Well, we have an update on the GeoRegions review now. Rob Hogarth is going to provide that update to the GNSO Council. We have half an hour on this topic, and then we will do the reserve names topic immediately following that. So, Rob, please take it away.
Thank you, Stefan. For those of you who may not remember this topic, the GNSO is currently represented on a cross-community working group that was chartered by the board in 2009. And the fundamental effort that was underway was a recognition that ICANN has a bylaws obligation to review its geographic diversity framework once every 3 years. And in 2007, the CCNSO went to the board and said, "You haven't done it yet." Basically, what the board then did is reached out to the GNSO and other organizations, got positive feedback, and established this cross-community working group. The charter was finally approved in 2009. Your representatives on the working group are Zahid and Olga. They have both been with the group now for the full term. It's been a long process. The working group has basically envisioned a three-step process, and they're through two-thirds of that. The first third was an initial report of a lot of research, due diligence, finding out what the progress was that the ICANN community was making in terms of honoring its geographic diversity principles. That was followed by an interim report highlighting the issues, some of the concerns that community members had about geographic regions, what the future looked like for cultural and language diversity, and the rest. And after numerous workshops, public comment opportunities, and the rest, the working group has now produced a draft final report with a number of recommendations for potential changes. The recommendations broadly are what I've got up on the screen there right now, that ICANN adopt its own independent set of standards for geographic diversity and a geographic framework, that the model that be used as the foundation for that work is the RIR framework, the Regional Internet Registries, and how they apply it. A key element of the recommendations are to give individual communities, individual supporting organizations like the GNSO, flexibility to set their own standards and procedures. A concept that I think has been employed in some of the constituencies or stakeholder groups in the GNSO, an opportunity for subgroupings. In this case, the working group is looking at recognizing the potential for unique cultural language or other characteristics. There were proposals from the community for a region of small island nations, for example. And then finally, recognizing that if the board were to accept the recommendations to move to the RIR framework, that there would be a number of countries that would change allocated regions. Right now, the way the proposal is drafted, for those of you who've seen the final report, is around 64, 65 countries would actually change regions. And it was critical from the working group perspective that government sovereignty was respected. And so, you know, if there is a country that potentially would move to a new region, that they would have the opportunity to say, we're more comfortable staying where we are. The next steps and why I approached Stefan about giving you an update on this issue today is that right now there's a public comment forum open. The working group's sense was before producing and formally submitting a final report that they would circulate to the community their draft final report. So that's been published. There's an open public comment period. I think when it's all said and done, it'll have been an 85-day public comment period. So comments are due the 14th of December. After that, working group members are going to look closely at the comments. The anticipated date is sometime early in 2012. They'll have looked through that, agreed or disagreed with some of the suggestions, and produce the formal final report with their recommendations. At that time, according to the charter of the working group, then individual SOs and ACs will have the opportunity to formally comment to the board on what they think of the recommendations. Timing mid-2012 for a presentation to the board, and probably late next year, maybe around this time, actual board review and action or non-action. We've got the public comment forum link produced right there, and the group has maintained a wiki page. So for those of you who aren't familiar with this issue or want to start to get familiar with it, it's up there. I guess right now you've got Zahid and Olga representing you guys. They've done great work and been good contributors to the group, so presumably you'd have them continue, but I think that's potentially something you guys just want to look at. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Rob. Ching.
Thank you, Stefan, and thank you, Robert, for the presentation and update. I just have a quick question and just say a clarification needed. So when you say on page 4 about the IA can adopt its own independent allocation standard, are you actually referring to the Montreal board resolution or is there any other standards that you are adopting?
Well, if I recall correctly, the Montreal resolution basically called upon ICANN to follow the UN's SD, Statistical Division Model. What the working group found out in its research is that ICANN had departed from that model. And as part of their sort of mission from the board, it was to take a really broad look, since it had been over 7 years, to look at the whole perspective. And so part of what they did is they looked at international norms and standards, and what they discovered is that with all the various international groups out there, there is no set standard. You look at even within the UN, various groups classify countries into different regions. Some groups have more regions than others. And so the determination where the working group is right now was to say, gee, if there's no international model, and if it wasn't really possible for ICANN to follow this UNSD model, then maybe we could look at another one. And the logic they went through is that the RIR seemed as closely linked. So that's the background there.
Sure. Thanks. Okay, mm-hmm. Very quick follow-up. So do you envision that this type of review will be done like every 3 years, every 4 years? Because I see the Montreal resolution says that every 3 years such review will be done. So,
it's in the bylaws that it'll be reviewed every 3 years. In 2007, it hadn't been done yet. And I think because of that time and the thoroughness of this review, by the time it's done, will have taken more than 3 years. I'm not sure. I can't recall at the moment. I don't know, Zahid, if you remember. I think the recommendation going forward is to look at, if the board accepts the recommendation, to look at it within a 3-year period and then reexamine every 5 years, just because it seemed to be a very compressed time frame. And based upon the research of the working group, 7 years, substantial change in the growth of the internet, not really clear if that would continue in a 3-year period. Mm-hmm.
Marilyn has a question.
Marilyn.
Thank you, and thanks to the working group for putting together this material. I've had a chance to look at some of it, and I guess I'd like to ask, Rob, if you are able to, is there a list of the groups and decisions at ICANN that would be affected by a geographic region realignment? And what, if there is, I'd like to be sure that I've looked at it and that we think about the timing of other decisions and activities that are influenced by geographic alignment. So I can think of several. One being the number of board members that cannot be exceeded in a particular region. Another being the rotation, of course, for geographic alignment within the councils. I can think of several more, but those two, I think. There's also, of course, the question of geographic presence of ICANN staff and the impact on the budget, which I would hope would sort of be, could be perhaps driven by a different decision, which might be what the face of the World Wide Web looks like. But the other two decisions are pretty important structural decisions. My second question, and I'll just do all three of them, is because I was present and involved in the discussion in Montreal, My second question is, what is the thinking of the GAC at this point on such a proposal? And my sub-point to that would be, I'm not actually sure that, I'll go back to the first point, I'm not sure that a shift in geographic regions on a five-year basis adds any kind of stability to this organization.
The first one had three parts, so I'll address that one first. In terms of impact, what the working group has produced up till now is a listing about what countries would be impacted by the potential allocation switch. In their first report, they identified the complete list of areas within ICANN that currently apply or utilize geographic regions in a variety of ways. And their analysis broke those up into, I think, three areas: participation, representation, and operations, recognizing that geographic diversity was applied in all those different areas. And so depending upon whether it was, as you indicated, staff and operational issue, that would have some impacts. If it was a participation issue, an outreach type thing, or representation. One of the things that drove this recommendation to let individual communities assess how to actually put this into practice focused on just the issue that you're raising, a recognition that, and one of the examples I think was the registries, you know, the fact that if you have a smaller or more homogeneous community, how will that impact geographic diversity? And the working group had the opportunity to look at some of the GNSO council experience, some of the stakeholder group and constituency challenges, and how the GNSO resolved those in terms of, you know, who participated as council members and the rest. So the bottom line on that first question is individual communities will have the opportunity to assess and decide whether they're going to follow this new model. Now it's an important piece to clarify that I didn't get to in the overall presentation, and that is that we are looking here at, again, giving individual opportunities to countries and to the individual stakeholder groups whether to put this into place or not. And when you look at the RIR model, the concept doesn't change the regions as they exist today. What will change is some of the countries that are allocated to those regions, but doesn't change the existing five region model. The GAC participated in the first report, but there has not been an active member of the working group through the second two reports participating from the GAC. The way we had set it up early in the process was that, and this was back with Giannis, the email list gets delivered through the GAC process or whatever. In other words, there's an automatic dump, but there's not an individual who's actively participating on the group. And third, I think I already addressed, it's not a shift in that the regions stay the same, but it does present different allocation of countries to other regions.
Sorry, I just have a quick follow-up. I think you said, I hope you didn't say, but I think you said, if we change the model, each individual group within ICANN could decide whether to adhere to the model or not. Is that what you said?
The foundation, or the framework, and maybe model framework is not the right answer, framework is the better way to look at it, is that the framework that would be established would be the RIR framework, where those countries are allocated to regions. So there would be a change in that regard. However, individual countries could opt out of those changes.
Thanks. I have Carlos next.
Okay, thank you, Stefan. The question is related with this slide, the last point. And my question is, what about the territories in dispute? Not countries. Because in the particular case, Argentina have with UK some territories in dispute, like Malvinas, Iceland, and Sandwich del Sur and Orcadas del Sur. There are three Iceland's in dispute and are in the Latin American region, not Europe.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Malvinas has already submitted comments in the comment period to address that issue, I believe. My recollection, Zahid, I don't know if you can fill in any blank on this, but part of the aspect of the working group so far and the key of that final bullet was to say there may be situations where there are territories. And I don't think that they have looked directly at the issue of disputed territories. There are issues where that I think they recognize through their research that you have somebody geographically situated in a particular region, but their sovereign nation happens to be elsewhere geographically. And
sorry, sovereignty? In this case, no.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Zahid, if you guys got into that level of detail. I don't recall.
There's nothing from disputes.
Anything further on this? Marilyn?
Yeah, when we talk about what you're going to talk to the GAC about, I think it would be helpful to have some kind of a even informal understanding of where the governments are in this. Geopolitically, this is a big issue in every one of the international bodies it comes up in. It is not without warts, so to speak. And I'm not suggesting they're going to be able to give you an answer, but this debate is going on right now in some other settings because it comes with the allocation of resources, and this does too.
Because of timing and scheduling, Dave Archibald, who's the chair of the group, wasn't able to attend this session, but throughout the course of the week, he's going to be briefing other communities, and I'm sure would be delighted at any appropriate time to fill you all in so that you all have certainly opportunities well before December 14th to submit individual or collective comments.
Okay, it looks like there are no further comments on this topic, in which case we will bring this to a close, and I suggest that we restart immediately. We're 15 minutes ahead of schedule with the half an hour time slot on the reserved names issue. So, operator, please disconnect, and then we'll wait for a couple of minutes while that recycles and start that session again. Thank you.